You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
So this is a bit of an experiment today, Don. Not often do we get guests in and we know nothing about them. We can't do any research on them, but it hopefully will be self-explanatory. And when I say it's a bit of a suck it and see thing is because we've got a young man in here called Lucas Kogaki. Kogaki, nodding that's how you pronounce his name, Lucas Kogaki. He's a young man. I call him a boy. And you said, don't be disrespectful when I told you. I said, well, do you think he's a boy? Have a look at him. He's a boy. And anyone's a boy to us, incidentally, Don. And I saw Lucas at the function at the Hyatt where Joe Hashem and Tony did the charity gala dinner there for charity, raising money, and it was a thing for Shane Warne indirectly because he was a great fan of theirs and he of theirs, him of them as well. And I was, Lucas came and sat beside me while we were waiting to go into the dinner, and there was Anthony Koutafidis there, there was Chris Anstey, there was Doug Hawkins, and Simon Madden. And I said, and I noticed Lucas had a pack of cards. I said, what are you doing, mate? He said, well, I'm a magician, he says, on his card. That's all it says. And hasn't got his phone number. I had to actually, to get his phone number, I had to log on to him and find out where. It took me hours to find his phone number. Anyhow, so I got it, and he's here. And I want him, we're going to ask him some questions about how he gets into this. He was absolutely extraordinary. He had us gobsmacked. And I'm sitting beside him at this joint and on one of the mock-up gambling tables. And he did some card things. He said, now, what I'm going to do, Don, if you fucking touch... What are you doing with it? What are you doing? Oh, Jesus Christ. You've dismantled one of my biros. You kept flicking on that... Lead light over there, and now you're fiddling around with the microphone. What are you doing, Don? Seriously, this is. I'm going to wind this up soon. If you'll stop touching things, man, this is why we have people. Lucas, welcome. This is Don. Do you see that?
I did see that.
He touched it again, didn't he?
He did touch it.
What is wrong with you, man? Lucas saw it. He's just sitting in front of the microphone. Why can't you do that without touching it? Sorry, Lucas. How are you?
Good. Welcome. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Thank you. Now, Lucas.
That was quite an introduction, Lucas.
No, there's no introduction because we don't know anything about him. We're going to ask. But the idea of this is for Lucas to show you a couple of things that he showed me. And if you don't think... He says he's a magician. There's no such thing as magic. You know that.
There is magic. There is a thing, and I sit and watch it, and I'm intrigued with magic. I sit and watch that show on television called Penn and Teller.
Fool Us.
We covered that, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
What? You covered it.
I spoke to... Look, if you remember, I said I spoke to him about Penn and Teller at the function. They're coming out here, and I said, were you auditioning to be on it? Didn't you hear me mention
no.
that?
No.
Yeah, I fucking mentioned that last podcast.
Have you auditioned for that?
No. So they're coming to do their show here, I'm pretty sure in June, and I've booked front row tickets to their show, and I'm hoping... Because what they do typically is they stay after the show and mingle with the crowd. I'm hoping to kind of sneak my way into them and show them a few things and hopefully get invited onto Fool Us. That'd be...
Oh, so are they doing a version of Fool Us here or doing a show
themselves? They're doing their live theatre show, yes.
Yeah, I see. Now, I just get intrigued by this when you listen to them give an explanation to the magic act, they speak in a code which the magician performing the trick seems to understand. I would not have a clue. Do you have a clue in what they're talking about when they give their explanation?
I'd say about 80 to 90% of the time I can understand what they're saying. I think if I'm watching an episode of Fool Us, I'd say on average maybe 9 out of 10 tricks I'd have a pretty good understanding of how they work without having to hear them explain it. But that's only because I'm in the, you know, I'm in the trade myself and I have knowledge.
The other thing that fascinates me, do you have to start learning this at an early age? Do you have to become, I don't know, ambidextrous or whatever?
No, right? I was 14 when I started learning magic, and there's no special skill or anything involved. I honestly fell into it. The story's pretty funny. I was in bed. I remember this very vividly. It was 4 a.m. I had school the next day, and I was down the rabbit hole of watching YouTube videos, and I don't even know what I was watching. It could have been about soccer or about anything that I was into at the time. And then a recommended video came up, and it said, interactive card trick, works through the screen. So I was like, okay, whatever. So I clicked on it. And then there's this guy, and he holds up 5 cards, and he goes, think of one of them. All right, I said to myself.
Yep,
thinking of one.
Yep.
Takes one out of the deck, and he turns them around. He goes, your card's missing. And it was. And I said,
what?
How does this work? Yeah. I go, it's 4 a.m. I'm in my jocks.
Yeah,
I'm in bed. This shouldn't work.
Lucas, if you could, I'm just sorry about that. If you could just, you know he's there on your right. Just don't face him. Just speak into the microphone because we'll get people say, I couldn't hear Lucas. So just,
all good.
He'll know you're speaking to him. So just go ahead.
Anyway, so he's on the other end of the computer, or it's the computer telling you, it's the computer telling you what to do.
Well, no, it was him on the other side of the screen.
YouTube.
Yeah, on YouTube. And he said, think of a card. And I go, okay, I'm thinking of one. And he takes one out and it was gone. And I was bamboozled. I was perplexed. So I decided, okay, I'm going to scroll through the comments and surely somebody's put the explanation of this. Surely somebody knows how this works. And I'm scrolling, and there's nothing. Everyone's just saying, oh my God, my card's missing. And it did my head in for 3 days. I could not stop thinking about it. And every time my mind wandered, it would come back to it and it would really just drive me up the wall insane. Mm. And then I sort of forgot about it. But then 2 weeks later, and by luck, I was in the library at school doing, I don't know, a history assignment or something. And I'm looking for a book and I stumble across 101 self-working card tricks. Now, this is the most rudimentary, like count this number of cards, do this procedure and it will work type of trick. So I said, okay, I'll borrow it. I start practicing the tricks and whatnot, and then I saw the trick that the guy did on YouTube.
Oh, really?
Yep. And I read the explanation, and I said to myself, this has to be the dumbest thing I have ever seen in my entire life.
What do you mean dumbest?
Well, the explanation was so simple, but it had caused me such a profound reaction, and it had stayed with me for almost 2 weeks. Just a 2 minute video, just off this trick, and I said, well, if something's so simple and so rudimentary can cause such a profound reaction to me, imagine where this rabbit hole leads. Imagine how much you can get better at this and then start showing people and then practicing it.
So just to your statement, Don, about magician, this is the definition of magician, just because there's no such thing, and you said, yes, there is. A magician, an entertainer who is skilled in producing illusion by sleight of hand, deception, or deceptive advices. So Lucas, of course, there's no such thing as a magician. You can't. But the sleight of hand is extraordinary.
Anyway.
Go on. What?
Well, how can you say he's not a magician? He's just
deception. Because there's no such thing as magic, is what I'm saying.
Well, I've done a lot of thought into this. Obviously, it's consumed my life for the last almost 8 years.
Yes.
And the definition that I've given to it now is that, I think in a day and age where information is at our fingertips and you can Google anything at 3 touches of a button and have the world's information at your fingertips, magic isn't real in the sense of witchcraft and wizardry.
Yes, that's right. It says that there.
And like Sam said, everything I do is sleight of hand, psychology, human interaction, understanding the way people think. But there is magic, and magic exists inside your head.
Yes.
It's my job to give you that experience. Like, this is the explanation. If I was doing a card trick to the mirror at home, there'd be no magic. It would be a choreographed set of skills and sleight of hand and technique. But it's the moment I show it to one of you and you see something that in your eyes is unbelievable. Yeah. That's when magic exists.
Everything you showed me was unbelievable. So how old are you?
I'm 22.
So he's 22, Don. He's a boy. And he has a terrific banter and patter that goes with it, which is part of the selling technique, obviously. And your good question about are you ambidextrous, the dexterity with the cards was amazing. And while I've seen these plenty of times before, I was watching what he does with the cards while he's explaining, thinking that I couldn't pick it. Of course I couldn't. I'm not sure if you'd be averse to telling us how the thing that fascinated you was such a simple thing. Can you explain that over the over now, or do you not want to for some reason, or is it a professional thing you don't do?
I think I can give you half an answer without breaking the magician's code.
Is there a code? Is this a bit like a secret society with you magicians?
But if it's on YouTube and it's you saw it.
No, but yeah, I learned it in a book. Oh, yeah, see. So the method wasn't on the video.
Oh, I get you.
But, and back to your question, Dom, there is, I think in magic, there is a secret society almost feel about it. Because a lot of magicians, let's break it, are introverted people with no social skills, and their whole lives revolve around these secrets, and they conflate these into things that are bigger than what they really are. And that's why personally I do have magician friends, but I don't hang around with magician groups as much as other magicians would, because I just think that for me the one thing that makes magic is showing it to people who aren't magicians. Now, you could sit there showing a magician a trick all day and then going back and forth and trying to trick each other, but that doesn't interest me. What interests me is giving somebody an experience, a moment that will take them out of their mundane life of 5-10 minutes and hopefully just give them something to take with them the rest of their life.
Well, I was just going to say...
Because this thing fascinates
me. Well, to that, Don... Do you think we would be able to, if you took the cards out now and showed Don one of the things you showed me, and I'll try and explain what you're doing, and if Don can see at the end of it, and if he says, that's pretty, I think I know you do. If he says that, I'll be staggered.
Absolutely.
Or if he says, that is extraordinary. But this is how we're going to try and make this work, Don.
Okay, right. Is there a form, are there basic principles, say, five basic principles in magic? Because I watch this Penn and Teller, and you know, and they do get fooled. Do you have five basic rules or principles, and then you have variation of those five basic rules with regard to deception or whatever you like to call it?
Yeah, I wouldn't say there are techniques. So the analogy that I give when I'm explaining this to people is, imagine that you have a tool shop. Now, at the moment, you've got nothing in there. That's when you start. And then you buy your fundamentals. You buy a hammer, you buy a screwdriver, you buy a saw, and some nails and screws. And then you buy some wood. You can build whatever you can imagine with those tools, yes? And then you dive a little bit deeper and you say, you know what, I'm really enjoying this. I'm going to buy a drill, and I'm going to buy a hacksaw, and I'm going to buy a Dremel. And then you can build some more things with those tools. Until one day, you've filled up your tool shop with every tool imaginable, and you can build whatever your heart desires. You just have to have the creativity to dream that up and to build it. And that's the same with magic. There are techniques and there are skills, there are fundamentals that you can learn. And then once you've mastered all of them, you can put them together and create whatever your mind
Do you do other things beside card or sleight of hand?
Oh, cards are like my bread and butter. I'd say 60% of what I do is card magic.
Yeah.
But what I enjoy is the psychological side of it. So there's plenty of other stuff I do, but mind reading, getting inside people's heads, influencing
mind
decisions.
Mind reading. Oh, well, Don, have you got an open canvas here? Don would be. I'd be delighted for you to try and read Don's mind for him.
I can absolutely try.
Before we get on to that, Don, is the secret of your international success or national success being able to invent a card trick that no one else has done?
Yeah. Mm.
I don't think so. I think a lot of people would assume that. I think the key to success in this industry is being personable and entertaining.
Yes.
I think that is the number one thing. Now, obviously, you have to have incredible magic to back that. But The first recorded magic trick in history is actually a hieroglyph on the pyramids, and it's of a man doing the cups and balls, which is I'm sure you've seen it.
Yeah.
But a trick with a ball, three cups, and they move them around, and the ball will switch between cups and disappear and penetrate. And if you can think about how many magicians there have been since that time, and God knows how many years that is, there's not much left to invent. Because there's only seven magical things that can happen.
That's what I try to get to you. Yeah. Go on.
So there's seven magical principles. You can make something appear. You can make something disappear. You can transpose two things, so make two things swap places. You can divine something, so tell somebody what they're thinking. You can penetrate something. Let me clarify. You can put a solid through another solid. So, for example, throwing a...
Rings through rings.
Yeah, like a ring through a ring, or throwing a card through a glass.
How do you do a ring through a ring? That's extraordinary. Well,
there's a slip in the bloody ring, you idiot.
Maybe.
Well, you examine the rings, there's no slip in it. I mean, that's one of the extraordinary things. They say, examine the rings, and they're freaking round rings, and suddenly one ends up in the other one. You say, well, how does that happen? You say, because there's a slit in the ring. That happened. You were working, you told me, not breaking your confidence, were working on a trick that you said, I'm just trying to perfect this.
Correct.
I can't remember what it was, but you were working on something you thought no one else had done, or...
Mm-hmm.
I said the secret is to invent something that you don't think has been done before.
The trick itself, in terms of the method of the trick, has been done before.
And the selling
But the
technique,
selling point, the journey that I take somebody on is what I really try to focus on.
So
that's the new thing.
Okay, so hang on. Jeez, this Penn and Teller.
God's sake.
Penn and Teller, they like the patter.
Yes.
But they understand, you know, they congratulate the bloke on the patter. This is what you're talking about. But they understand the trick.
Of course.
Ah, got it.
So Lucas, please take the cards out.
Let's try something.
I want you to show Don. Get that fucking headphone over there. I don't know what. The one thing that fascinated me was when the card changed. You said, well, wouldn't that be a good hand if it was another card? And I said, yeah, but it's not. And you said, well, look again. And it is. I don't know how. I will try and explain what you're
Absolutely.
Doing. Absolutely. And you explain to Don what you're going to do.
Well, so I have brought two decks of cards today, a blue deck and a red deck. Now, this blue deck is going to be very important for later on. And I'm going to give this to you, Don. Put this inside your pocket. That will be important later for an unknown reason.
So how do we know as you give him... Don't open... Can you
open
them?
You can open them. Just have a look at their cards. But I want you to leave them as they are and put them in a pocket because they'll be very important for later.
Don't shuffle them up, but just see that they're not marked or anything. Righto. Put them back in there.
Righto.
Happy they're all different. They're not all the same.
Well, I think so, yeah.
I can see they're all different, Don.
Yeah, righto. Go on.
Righto.
And I also have a red deck of cards, and this is the deck we're going to be using now.
Right. Could we say that these are the same deck as that?
Absolutely, just different coloured back.
Righto, so you explain what you're doing, and
New packet.
This is a new packet. So I've just shuffled them up, and I'll give them to you to shuffle as well. Go for it. And just...
No, Don.
Tell everybody listening at home that they're all different and shuffled and whatnot.
Well, I can say they're all different. Don's shuffling them. There's no bodgies in there. And there's a brand new pack. So he's giving it back to Lucas now. So go ahead, Lucas. What are you going to tell him to do? Here's the
Take pack. Absolutely anyone you like.
Anyone, Don. You know it doesn't matter which one
Now, I don't want to see what it is, but remember it. I'll turn away. Show it to Sam as well.
Give us a look, mate. Right. Well done.
You remember what the card is, yes? Yep. Say stop.
Yep.
Drop it back inside. Now, would you agree, give or take, that the card's about halfway down where you put it?
Oh, yeah.
I'm estimating a bit about that. Yeah. Put your hand out like this. If your card has just jumped from the middle all the way to the top of the deck without me doing anything, how incredible would that be?
So he put the card in the middle
fingers. Just thinking whether I looked away and he pinched the card.
Well, I was looking at him. Mate.
I have not moved.
I'm looking at him. I watch all that sort of stuff.
If it's on top, that would be unbelievable, yes?
Yes.
Put your hand back out, Don.
Yeah, righto.
The Four of Hearts, is that the one that you chose?
I can't see you. Hold it up.
Was that the one that you chose, the four?
No.
Does that look better?
Fuck me.
Right, did the card just change in your hand?
Fuck me.
So what he did then was... He said,
"You gave me the four of fucking
Don." I'm explaining.
Just shut up.
I'm explaining what he did, man. There's no point him coming in if you say shit. That's incredible. What he did was, you put the King of Diamonds in the middle of the pack, and he said, "Would you say that's generally in the middle?" And you said, "Yes." And he flicked his fingers, and he said, "If wouldn't it be incredible if that card was on top?" So he took the top card off, and it was the Four of Hearts.
That's right.
And then he held it face down. He gave it to you. Yeah. He said, "Wouldn't that be bad luck? Wouldn't it be incredible if it was the King of Hearts and King of Diamonds?" And you turned it up, and it was the King of Diamonds.
I know.
So how did he change
flicking
the Four of Hearts with his fingers? And I'm watching it here, and that is so clever. You could do that 100 times. So, all right, do another
one.
How
long does it take you to perfect that trick?
This is probably the trick that I do the most. So this is what I open, I'd say 99% of my, I wouldn't say shows, but like roving entertainment sets with, because it's a great moment, especially when people are a little bit, magic. I don't want to see magic, because magic has this connotation of top hats and rabbits and capes.
I love watching it.
Pompousness. And then you mess up the card, and my favourite's when people go, "Oh, you're no good," and they start laughing.
Like
you missed.
I did. I thought he was fucked up.
Exactly. Yeah, and then you get that moment where you just change the card in their hand, and their whole reality just shatters, and their brain starts bleeding out of their ear. That is unequivocally the best moment.
So how long did it take you to perfect that trick?
I've been doing that trick 7.5 years.
Yeah, but how long before you started in one week 14, did it take you 3 years?
I don't think I've perfected it yet.
You haven't perfected it?
I don't think so. I don't think I'll ever perfect anything that I do, and I think that's a good mentality to have, especially in this industry where deception is absolute.
So is that the same principle as you put the three aces down for me?
Yes.
Is that the same principle?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so he did it with me, and he put three aces down, and he said, and I put the card back in the middle. He said, wouldn't that be a great hand if you got four aces in a poker game or something? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, he flicked his fingers and he turned the top one up, and it was the two of hearts or something. And I said, well, shit, that's no good. He said, and I had it in my hand. He gave it to me face down, and I looked it up, and I said, fuck me, it's the ace. It's this fourth ace. And I'd already seen it was the two hearts. So
when you're finding four aces like that, that's predominantly, and I'd say absolutely, sleight of hand. You need to know how to track cards, shuffle them. Now, you shuffled that deck, didn't you, Don?
Yeah.
Yeah? I'm not going to have a look at them. I'm just going to feel. That should be number one.
What?
Oh,
if I cut 30 seconds,
I'll tell you what Lucas is doing. He's got the brand new set of cards, and he's just shuffling them and moving them from one thing to another. And he said,
"That was number one, which was the ace of hearts."
He said, without feeling the cards. I don't know how the cards have been different. They're a brand new pack of cards. And he said, this should be the one. And he turned it up, and there's the ace of diamonds. He said, he's trying to find the other two aces, four aces, I presume, and he's just got the cards in his hands, and he's not, I'd have no idea how he'd know where they are, but I've got a feeling the next card on top, having just shuffled them all, is going to be the ace of something.
Well, it's not. That's the King of Diamonds. But if you watch the King, and you shake it, you just see the moment it physically changed.
Hang on, mate, I saw that change halfway through.
It did, it changed.
So
yeah, but hang on.
Yeah, figure that, Don. He had the King of Diamonds.
No, he's got two cards. He's pulled two cards out of one.
Absolutely not, I'll show you. Watch, put your hand out. Now, that's not the
No, hang on, how many cards you got there?
Don.
That's the Five of Hearts.
No,
you
pulled that from underneath.
Well, no, that's the key. Have a look, make sure yourself.
Don.
You can feel it, it's okay.
Yeah.
Now, watch.
Watch what?
Watch the five. Now, that is one card, yes? Now, watch the aces. Watch the five. All you got to do is flick, and that's when the card will change. You can have a look.
Did you see that?
Yeah, but he flicked it down.
But that's the six. It's not even there anymore.
Now, Don, we all try and... there's obviously a way he does it. You couldn't work that out. He just pulled.
He's quick with his fingers or something.
Of course, I hear that on Saturday nights a lot.
What, your fingers are good?
No, nothing to do with cards either, Don.
What?
And don't worry. So he gave you a card, and you said, "We want another ace," and you gave it back to him, and he put it in the pack, and he said, he said, but you said, oh, you've got it on the bottom. And he showed you the bottom and it wasn't on the bottom. So it was in there somewhere and he pulled another card out and gave you the ace. Now, I know it's a trick and that is extraordinary. Now, I asked you this on the day.
Yep.
Could you be banned from going to a casino? Could you clean up on
blackjack?
Blackjack. I was going to say 21 on blackjack, or is that, or can you? It's a bit hard to count all the cards. What could you be banned from if they knew who you were?
I don't think I could technically be banned from a casino with the skills that I have, unless I was a dealer, for example, and I was manipulating the cards. Yep. I could definitely cheat with the skills that I have, but
as a dealer,
but I'd have to have full control over the deck and be able to shuffle them because at will.
As a gambler, it's a mathematical thing, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, especially when you can only, especially if you're playing blackjack, where you can't even touch your cards and you just see them. Now that's where card counting comes into play. But when you're at, say, Crown Casino and they've got an 8-deck shoe, and they're shuffling the cards back into the stack at a random order, basically every 3-4 hands, it's near impossible to count cards at that point.
Okay, so that's I hope we've tried to explain that over the audio sync, because it's a visual trick, obviously. There's another, I don't know what other ones you could do. I know there's plenty of you could do. What was the other one that fascinated me is how you put a tattoo on my hand. I don't know if you can do that.
Absolutely.
What is another thing that...
Well, let me show you. We'll get to that in a moment. Let me show you something that will probably translate a little bit better over audio. Like I said earlier, what fascinates me the most in magic is the psychological aspect. And that's not necessarily because I get to play with people's heads or anything, but magic teaches a different way of thinking, and it teaches how we're all flawed and how... Even though we might think a decision is one of our own and one that we've made, it's not always the truth. We can be influenced by almost anything. So I want to see if I can influence the two of you.
Right.
Now, I tried this with you, Sam, night.
Yeah, you would have fooled me.
And it worked. Of course it did. This time it's going to be twice as difficult because you won't fall for the same tropes that I laid onto you last time. Because if I start saying the same things, you might start thinking to yourself...
Mate, I can't remember what I did yesterday, let alone what you said.
Anyhow, this is going to work well, then.
I'm not trying to trip you up.
Not at all.
I'll answer honestly your questions.
Absolutely. So on my phone, I have a list of 100 different celebrities and 100 different drinks. Now, in a moment, the two of you are going to choose either a celebrity or a drink, but I want it to be random. So when I snap my fingers, think of any number between 1 and 100, and then we'll see what that is on my list.
So you've got a...
You got one?
Between 1 and 100?
1 and 100.
Yes, I have.
Now, I'm going to give you 3 seconds.
It'd be no good if his was the same number by absolute coincidence.
It would be absolute coincidence. Yeah. I do want them to be different. I don't want people to think that I've got these matched up or anything.
No, but he won't know what I've picked. We'll
come to that bridge when we get to it. But I don't want you to think to yourself, well, maybe I was on the spot. When he snapped my fingers, I only had a very finite amount of time to pick my number.
No,
and maybe everyone falls for that. So I'm going to give you 3 seconds. If you want to change your number, you can, but you do not have to. I'm just giving you the option. 1, 2, 3, locked in.
Yep.
What number did you think of, Sam?
Tell you?
Yeah, go for
50.
It. 50. 50. Where are my notes? And what number did you go for?
54.
You have a list of 100 drinks and 100 celebrities
100
on that
drinks
phone.
And 100 celebrities,
John's
correct.
John's picked 54 as a random number and I've picked 50. And the point of this is now you're going
now
to
Now we're
going to
see what you've picked on the lists. So I'm going to open my notes up and you can keep me honest.
Yes,
Sam,
show Don, yep.
For yourself, do you want drinks or celebrities?
Well, I'll go drinks.
Okay. Don, open.
I'll go celebrity.
Perfect. Open drinks for Sam because you're closest.
He doesn't know how to work it, mate.
Oh, drinks. So I hit drinks?
Yeah, open drinks. And then your number was 50, correct, Sam? Scroll down. You can see they're all different.
Can
Scroll
you read?
All the way down to 50. What did Sam choose?
Vitamin water.
Okay. Right. But you can read a few more of them off. They're all different, yes?
Yeah.
So we'll try it again. So vitamin water for you, Sam, and then your number was 54 and you wanted celebrities. Yeah. Open celebrities.
And I'm 54.
Yep. What's number 54?
So John's
50 Cent.
50 Cent
50
at 54.
Cent,
50 Cent and vitamin water.
He's a rapper and a gangster. I've watched him on some television show called
power.
Power, power, exactly. Yes. So Fitty, scent, and vitamin water, they're the
random choices.
Random choices. Now, that you must admit his phone.
That there is no way that I could have known that the two of you would pick these before you did, because you didn't even know you were going to pick them. They were absolutely random, correct?
You, yeah. 54 picked Fitty Cents and 50 picked vitamin water. Yeah,
yeah, now, yeah. I'm not sure whether you noticed my wallet's been sitting on the table the whole time, yes?
Yeah.
Before I came in today, I printed something and put it inside as a prediction.
No?
As a piece of paper.
Yes, yes. So I didn't notice the wallet there, but I now know that it has been there.
Yes.
And Lucas has pulled out a piece photograph of something folded, which is folded over, and you wouldn't want to know what's probably going to be in it, but he's about to give it to Don, and if it's a picture of 50 Cent stringing a vitamin water, we're fucked.
Yep, have a look.
Don, if you could just open it, that'd be good.
Shut up.
What's it say?
MGM Grand is a backward, and there's a guy...
it's 50 rapper, Cent.
Like, is that 50 Cent?
That's 50 it? Cent drinking vitamin water.
You read the backboard, did you? That's 50 Cent holding a vitamin water, is it?
Yep.
Well, how the fuck? No, exactly.
I went...
No, that's right. That's
because
right.
I had a number of numbers and I went up to 74, of course. 76.
Would it matter what number you had? That's the point of it. How does that work? Mate, that is... So... You had a picture of what we picked and you not even knew our numbers or our drinks or our celebrity. You had it in your wallet. You gave it to Don. He opened it up. And besides saying what the backboard said, it was at the celebrity grand.
Are we conditioned as humans to think certain? Oh, fuck.
What was on the photo?
We are, in a sense. I think...
Grand.
We'll put it this way. Whenever we make predictions constantly... So
we as humans,
if you imagine you're watching a TV show, you always are thinking, okay, what's going to happen next? Oh, this is going to happen next. Now, we're not always right, but that's what we do. We constantly make predictions, and whether we're right or not, that's how we work. But if you can understand how a person thinks, you can kind of preempt what predictions they will make for themselves.
So are you giving us words to influence us?
Possibly. Or possibly this is all a magic trick and I'm talking out of my ass.
So Don, you say, could he give us words to influence us? He gave us. He gave us no words about your drink and my celebrity, or vice versa. He gave us no words, and I saw the wallet there. I know it was there now. I didn't see him pull it out of his pocket and switch 100 different photos.
Yeah, but hang on, that's a used car. That 50 Cent drinking the vitamin water is a used car. I can see it's been.
Yeah.
You've done this trick more than once.
Absolutely.
But when I did it. When what? I did it at the other thing, I picked out it was
Jennifer Lopez drinking Starbucks coffee.
Jennifer Lopez came out. I picked it up and she was drinking a tequila or something.
Starbucks coffee, I think.
Starbucks
it was.
Coffee, yeah. Is exactly what it was. And I said,
Jesus.
So, I mean, he must put it in the wallet before he gets
frustrating
here.
Frustrating and intriguing. I just get so wound up
so
with
this
bloody
is,
pen and
So,
talent.
Don, this is why we've got a young boy here doing
Jesus,
this. Now, I want to ask you. I think I was fascinated by the tattoo one. I don't know if you can do that.
Absolutely,
but
I can.
But we could get you to do a whole lot. But for the purpose of this interview, you have an agent. Who is the general chap?
So he's not an agent of mine, but I do some work with Chris.
Yes.
So Chris, he works at Little Birdie TV, and they got me into the event.
Right.
For Poker
so
with
why
the Stars.
Doesn't Chris... why doesn't he get in touch with the Penn and Teller people and say, you might do a lot worse than giving this bloke, just meeting him after. Just do a bit of networking, mate. I mean,
absolutely.
How would you go?
Because they're pretty switched on, though. How do you think you would go? Do you think you could fool them or not?
I'd love to think so.
You
can never know until you're there. I think that's another big reason why I haven't apply to go on yet. I think if I want to do it, I want to know that I've got something that I wholeheartedly believe that is the best thing that I can go on with.
You've invented something.
Yeah.
Because they come from overseas, Germany and wherever else, to go on that show. Are they the best or the most notable? Are they the best? Well, they get a lot of notoriety.
Britain, America's Got Talent have some fantastic people on, you know. That's why they're on, because they're fantastic.
Absolutely.
They don't never fuck out.
Who do you admire as a magician?
So there's two. When I was first starting out, it was David Blaine. Now, David Blaine absolutely popularised the close-up magic, street magic, going up to people at random and just and doing the things that I do. How did he do his show?
Yeah, I've watched him on YouTube and doing... David Blaine.
What's the bloke who's on the show? The weird little English guy.
Dynamo.
Yeah, mate. I've watched him. How he puts the phone in the Coca-Cola bottle and it's extraordinary. And I know he just goes to random people on the street, and you tend not to watch them. You tend to watch what he's doing. But Donnie can get your mobile phone.
Is Dynamo or the Bland who tells a prediction of their underwear, the women's underwear, or colours of their underwear?
I don't think it was either of them. I've actually met Dynamo. I've done magic for him.
Have you?
Yeah. So when he, I was very young. I would have been, I think, 16 or 17.
Google Dynamo on the Don.
Oh, I can't do it.
Well, just he gets someone's mobile phone, and he has a Coca-Cola bottle or something.
What's your point of difference in your?
Thank you, Don.
I'm just intrigued.
I'm just intrigued by telling you what Dynamo does. He gets a mobile.
What he does.
All right, what's he do?
Well, I've watched him on YouTube.
What's Dynamo do with the mobile phone?
I don't understand him.
He's just about hypnotic.
He's just about unreal.
I was just explaining what Dynamo does with the mobile phone in case people were listening and wanted to know just what he did with the mobile phone and you asked him another question. Lucas here. Dynamo gets someone's mobile phone out in the street and he says, can I have your phone? And he has a Coca-Cola bottle over here and he slaps them together and the phone is in the bottle.
No, I know.
And that rings. And he So, thank you, Don. So, go on, have a crack at Don with the one that I liked.
Yep.
This intrigued me. So, have a go at this, Don.
Absolutely.
And so,
the
bloke that fascinates me we're talking is that bloke from Western Australia. What's his name? His point of difference is he dresses differently.
Constantino.
But I think his point of difference, and I don't want you to comment, is the way he markets himself. I don't know how good a magician he is, but his point of difference is his presentation, I believe.
Yes, you mean he's asexual sort of person. No, yes, he is. I've met him, and he's very good. And I've got a picture of it, me and Constantino here on my phone.
Anyway, go on.
As you're looking for that, pop your hands out like this.
Yeah.
A little bit higher. Perfect, like that. Wonderful. Now, both your hands are up at the moment. In a moment, I want you to close both of them into a fist. So go for that now.
Yes.
Would you consider yourself a person who's easily influenced, Don, or who's a bit more stubborn, harder to crack?
Depending.
Awesome.
Oh, just give him an answer.
No, it's okay. Don. I like the ambiguity. It'll make it more difficult for me. Now, I want you in a moment to shake one of your hands. Whichever hand you shake is up to you, but I want you to shake the hand that you believe will catch me out. Wonderful. Drop that to your side. Relax.
Don shook his right hand, and Lucas has asked him to drop it down, so he's holding his left hand out in a fist.
Correct. Now, I'm just going to grab a Sharpie.
He's grabbing a Sharpie. That's a pen, and he's writing something on the
palm
of his
hand. I've just drawn an X on my hand.
Lucas has drawn an X on the palm of his hand with a marker.
With a Sharpie. Now, these are permanent marker. They don't rub off very easily. Anybody with kids that go to school will know that if they get it on their hands, they don't rub off for a few days.
You did that with me and I couldn't rub it off. Right, so here is...
If you know exactly where to pinch...
He's taken the marker.
He's
taken the X off his hand. However he did that, I don't know.
Now watch.
And he's about to... Watch this. And he's about
Without touching you.
He waved, just a minute, Don, and he waved it by Don's hand. He didn't touch his hand, and it's come off, the marker has come off Lucas's hand, and he said, having been able not to remove it.
Turn your hand over.
So,
I'll be fucked.
And Don's opened his hand, and the marker, the mark that came off Lucas's hand is in the palm of Don's hand, and he never touched his hand. And is that extraordinary or not? No matter how you do that, is that extraordinary, Don?
It's fucking witchcraft.
It is extraordinary. So I thought...
Is this witchcraft? Is this what they used to call witchcraft or...
I don't know.
It's called magic, Don. Even me said there's no such thing. So Don, this is why I thought it'd be great to get... I mean, I could watch that for hours.
So can I. Oh, I told you I'm a bloody
That doesn't just rub off. That's not a stick or anything, is it? That is permanent marker.
No, it's kind of smudging a bit.
It's permanent marker.
So Don's trying to rub it off and it's a marker. Not only that, but Lucas took it off his hand.
Hey, listen, did you have... But how did you put it in my fist?
Oh, so Don, don't even try and over...
Okay, righto.
Now, you brought in here originally and asked Don to hold a pack of cards in his because... We got plenty of time. We try and keep these under about 50 minutes, absolutely. But that's all right.
Jeez, I hope the people at home don't think we're being self-indulgent or can understand what
Don, we're speaking about a young man who is a magician or a master illusionist, and it's fascinating. Well, if people can't get the gist of this, we've wasted our time, but at least we've had a good chat to Lucas.
Fantastic.
So originally you came in and you had two decks of cards, a blue deck and a red deck, and you said to Don... take the blue deck and put it in your pocket, which you have, and no one's touched it, and you haven't touched it. In fact, absolutely. You'd forgotten about it. And now we're going on with this trick. So go ahead, Lucas.
So I'm going to ask you first a question. Now, this question isn't really going to be relevant, but I just want to see the way that you're thinking right now at this point in time.
That'll be good.
Name any card in the deck, the first one that pops into your head. Say it out loud now.
Ten of hearts.
Okay. Now, that tells me you're more of an analytical person than creative. Because you went for a number card rather than a picture. But the heart tells me that you are more loving than you are materialistic. Because people usually say hearts over diamonds. That tends to be how they think.
That'd be true.
I'm going to just get you to take anyone you
hang
like
on,
out.
Woo. What did you say?
Well, you're not materialistic. You don't care about possessions. Well, that's what I said. And you're more into the heart thing of people.
Yeah, go on.
Okay. So, what's wrong with you, man?
Just take one card out of the deck for me.
Jesus, if there's a ten of hearts, I'll fucking...
Now, it's not going to be the ten of hearts, but I just want you to remember the card that you've taken.
Yeah.
Say stop.
How do you know it's not going to be the ten of hearts?
It's my job to know. Put it back inside.
Isn't that extraordinary, Don? He knows it's not the ten of hearts.
If this fucking ten of hearts is in this
pack... Well, go on. Just a minute.
Now, that is, again, halfway down. Now, the reason I knew it wasn't the ten of hearts is because that's the card on the top of the deck. But if you watch the Ten of Hearts card.
So Lucas said the reason you knew it wasn't the Ten of Hearts because he flicked the top card up after you put the one that you took into the middle. He flicked the Ten of Hearts up and there it was on top of the pack, Don, having not known that you would have picked the Ten of Hearts out. That's why this visual thing is, but I'm explaining it as best as I can. That Ten of Hearts was on the top after Don put it in the middle. After he put his... whatever.
But watch this. If you snap your fingers, you see the 10 actually change into the 4 of diamonds on the top of the deck.
Right, so he that did, didn't it?
Yeah.
It's so hard to explain this, but at the flick of a finger, that card, while you were watching it, just materialised.
You just turned the pack over then. Just give
me... I just did now, yeah. You can have a look. They're all there.
Don, I know it's good to try and... but go on. Yep, right.
But now, the only reason I did that, I just wanted to say how you'd think. So now... Sam, name any number you'd like between 1 and 52.
Yep.
Say it out loud.
2.
Are you sure?
No, yes.
Are you happy with that card or would you like to change?
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Now, I'm going to run my thumb down the side of the deck, Don. Whenever you'd like to say stop, whatever card you stop and I'll show it to you and we can go from there.
Do I have to say the 2 of any?
No, we just need a number.
Number, yep.
So are you happy with the number 2
before
we
proceed? Yes, 2.
Say stop.
Now.
There. Take the card. I've done nothing. Now, I'm not going to look, but remember it. Show it to Sam as well.
Yep.
Drop it back inside. Take the deck and shuffle. My hands are empty. Now, let me just recap. As you're shuffling, you could have named any number between 1 and 52, and I've asked you a few times if you'd like to change, because I want the listeners to know that it was a free choice.
Do I tell you what the card was? No.
Not yet.
No, you know.
I was about to say, I picked a card. I've written it down what it was.
Yep.
Don was asked to shuffle the cards.
Yep. So Don's chosen a card. You've chosen any number between 1 and 52.
You haven't chosen a card, have you?
I just picked out a card and showed you.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. Correct?
Yes.
You remember that card?
Yes.
Now, you can give them one more shuffle in case you thought I did anything.
No, I will not touch those cards. No.
Put the cards on the table.
Right.
So this is...
Now, you name the number 2. Say your card out loud now. It's okay.
The one I picked.
The one you just picked,
It was 2 of hearts, I think.
Two of hearts. Now, you could have shuffled that deck into any order. If the Two of Hearts is now position two in the deck, because that is the one that you want to tame, how unbelievable would that be?
Say that again. He picked the Two of Hearts.
You picked the Two of Hearts. Put it in the deck. Shuffled it yourself.
Yes, you did.
You named any number. You said the number two.
I said number two.
I have not touched those cards since you shuffled them. So if the Two of Hearts is now in position two inside the deck.
He's got the suit of hearts and I got the number of the card.
Yeah, but also the position number two.
Yes,
because
that's
it could be between 1 and 52.
I hadn't finished.
Yeah, righto.
So if it's the Two of Hearts is position two in the deck,
take
how
the
incredible
first card
would that
off,
be?
Don, and then pick the second card up.
One, two. Turn is that over. The Two of Hearts?
No, it's a ten of spades.
It's not the Two of Hearts, is it?
No, you're going to flick this.
But here's the thing. That would have been predictable. If the card that you shuffled was in the deck, and if the Two of Hearts you shuffled into position two, that would have been amazing. Yeah, but also, we're average. I could have
so
manipulated that without
you
seeing.
So you fucked it up,
maybe.
Yep.
But if you remember,
this stage.
The first thing I did when I came in here, Don, is I gave you another deck of cards.
Yeah.
Before you remove them, there's a blue deck of cards in your pocket. If you remove the blue deck and the Two of Hearts, the card that you picked, is in position number two, any number that you could have picked, Sam.
Mm-hmm. All right, Don, pull them out. He's got
how nuts would that be? I'm not going to do anything. Pull take the cards out.
This is the blue pack coming out.
Open
that,
the deck.
Lucas gave him at the start. Don's taking it out now, and he's going to take the second card, I presume, off the top.
Yes, so take the first card off.
Put it on the table, Don, so I can
see. That would
see.
Be one.
Yes, that's
and
right.
And now take number two.
If this is the Two of Hearts.
Bang.
It's the Two of Hearts. And that is unexplainable. It's inexplicable is the word. It's obviously done with the numbers going. I don't know what it's done by. It's not done of sleight of hand. It's done with the numbers. Einstein would have been good at this. Who calculated? Well, someone would have been good at.
No, I just reckon these blokes.
So we could go on ad nauseum with all this. That is. Three, four tricks. Tricks.
Can you just do card tricks, Lucas?
Absolutely not.
No, he said he could. So he could think of. He could get into your
what
brain. Go on. Can you do
how
that?
This
is not a visual thing. An audio thing about asking him to go on. Have a crack at that. I don't know what Don, speak into the microphone.
Shut up.
Fuck you. God Almighty.
Go. Shut up. Do you work on this all the time? What do you do, or is it just variation? Is it a variation of a theme, or what are you doing?
I think for me, my creative process is I like to look outside of magic for influence. So I watch a lot of film and a lot of movies. I listen to music. I read a lot of books, and I try to take as much as I can from those magical things, if you will, and bring them into this sort of magical performance, because I think if you keep reading books about magic, it gets very monotonous and very kind of played out.
Before we wind this up, is there a thing that you can ask or me about? You said you could read someone's mind.
I can try my best.
Well, have a go, Don. Be a guinea pig. I'm happy to be the guinea pig, but
I think
can explain.
I think this will work a little bit better with you, Sam.
Right, go ahead.
I just think that the temperament is going to work better. Now, I've opened my
Don
calculator.
Hang on, the temperament's better. Why do you?
Well, for getting inside somebody's head.
Why have you picked him instead of me?
Well, I just think because the way that I haven't known you both very, very long, but from what I can understand, and I've seen more of Sam through TV and growing up, I understand how he thinks a little bit better.
I'm more gullible, Don.
No. He's worked you out a bit better. Okay,
go ahead.
Yes.
Go.
So now, just for everybody listening at home, I've opened my calculator on my phone and it's on the table. That will be important in a moment.
Say that again?
I've just opened my calculator.
Oh, yes.
That will be important in a moment. What? Have you got your phone on you, Sam?
Yes.
Wonderful. We're going to use that in a moment. Now, before we do that, I'd like you to do me a favour and think of absolutely anything.
Think of absolutely anything?
Absolutely anything. But let's make it something that everyone listening would know, but nothing too easy to guess. So don't think of AFL or don't think of Geelong or Lamborghini. Don't think of anything that would...
There's the three first guesses.
Exactly right.
Righto.
So I want it to be something that I don't want the listeners to say, oh, well, Lucas has done his research and he just made an educated guess.
Okay.
So make it something random. Put it this way. If you were to search for it on Wikipedia, it would have an article.
Yes.
You got something in mind?
There's no thing that you can search for on Wikipedia that doesn't have an article. Do you know that? There's nothing you can ask Google that it doesn't has never been asked.
That is true.
Ever before.
That is true.
Do you know that? That is a fact.
That is true.
Yeah, righto.
So okay, you've got something in mind?
Yes.
Now, if I try to extract that information from you right now, it'd be very difficult because, contrary to popular belief, I'm not a mind reader. Yeah. I don't have powers.
Mm.
But I'm going to create the illusion that I do.
Yep.
You have your phone, as we said. I want you to Google how many articles are there on Wikipedia, because what I'm trying to do now is keep your mind on task, but just divert it a little bit.
How do I do that?
So just go to Google.
Yeah, I've gone to Google.
And just type in how many articles are there on Wikipedia.
Oh, yes, I see. All right. Don, explain this one.
Don, how many would you guess there are, just out of curiosity?
Millions.
Millions. I'm pretty sure last time I checked, there were about 6 or 7 million.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure that's only in English.
Here we go, on Wikipedia.
Not on Wikipedia, just on Google.
Let's see, you said how many articles
are on Wikipedia. Yeah, turn the phone around, just so I can see. Wonderful. I'm going to take your phone from you. Now, I'm just going to keep me honest. How many articles on Wikipedia?
Lucas has taken my phone. I've typed into Google how many articles are on Wikipedia. At that stage, Lucas has taken my phone.
I'm just going to open the first website.
6,486,891.
Now.
So 6.5 million.
6.5 million articles. And you're thinking of one of them, correct?
I'm thinking of one of them.
I'm going to make this even more random.
Yes.
So I hope you can see it says, with an average of approximately 1,271 words per article, correct?
Yes.
Now that's why I put my calculator. So if I multiply 1,271...
1,271 by
multiplied by 6,486,6,486,891.
This is a mathematical calculation done on the...
There are about approximately 8.2 billion words on Wikipedia at this point in time.
Right.
And you're thinking of one. I want to make it even more random. Let's visit Wikipedia.
So
wonderful.
You're only thwarted if I... When you ask me for the number of what I named, if I tell you a bogus answer, aren't you?
Maybe.
No,
maybe not.
I wouldn't do that. Oh, no, maybe not.
I don't know.
So if I said any answer...
Depends how lucky I get today.
That's extraordinary.
Take your phone back. Now, you can see Wikipedia is open with the search bar. What I'd like you to do is whatever you're thinking of, type it in, press search, and let me know when you're on the article.
Oh, I see.
As you're doing this, though, before you start, I'm going to be looking directly at Don. Don, you're going to keep me honest. If I try to catch a glimpse or look in a reflection, say it into the microphone. I'm going to look you directly in the eyes until Sam says I'm on an article.
Now, type in what I did and press search.
You can press search, yes.
Oh, or just type the article in.
No, you can press search and then let me know when you're on the article.
No, Lucas is still looking at me.
Okay, now I want you to scroll through the article, maybe down a few paragraphs, and then I want you to look at a big random word. So 7 letters or above, something hard for me to guess, unrelated to what you're thinking of. Have you got one in mind?
Yep.
Okay, you can turn your phone off, put it aside.
Turn my phone off.
Yep. Is it away, the phone?
Is it away?
Yeah, the phone's not on. I can't see anything if I look back. Now, before I don't look back, have I tried to break eye contact or catch a glimpse?
No, so I have, but you
haven't. It's been all honest.
Yes.
I'm going to turn away now.
Yes.
So you are thinking now of a random word off a random article, correct?
Yep.
Just think of the word. Yep. Not the one you searched for, but the one that you looked at, yes?
Yes.
Think of the first letter of that word.
Yes.
On the count of three, I want you to say that letter out loud. I'll say a letter two. We'll see if we get close. Okay? 1, 2, 3. R.
Oh,
hang on, don't give me anything. Just think of the whole word.
Fuck. Yeah, I'm thinking of the whole word.
Recommended. Was that the word that you thought of?
Yep.
And you could have thought of...
Wasn't the thought of...
8.2 billion things.
The one I read out.
But you did think of a word too, yes? Don't tell me what you thought of. Don't give me a letter, nothing. Yep. Now, this is the more challenging one. Mm. Even though the random one seems more challenging, it's not because you don't care if I get that information.
No.
But this information, you do care if
so
I get.
So I thought of a word to start with.
Absolutely.
You asked me to Google it or type it into Wikipedia. You asked me to get a long word over 8 letters or whatever it was in the third paragraph, which I did. You told me it was recommended.
And but now you're thinking of a word.
You're about to tell me what the word is that I thought of in the first place, are you?
Just think of the word that you searched for.
I don't have to think about it. I know it. Yeah. Oh, well, I'm thinking about it, yes. I'm telepathically sending this to you.
It's a short word, three letters. Yes. And even though I said don't make it footy related, I feel like it can sort of be footy related. Sort does that make sense?
It can be sort of footy related.
But it also has something to do with food.
It sort of can be footy
related. Did you think of pie?
I did.
And I also have a funny feeling that you ate a pie today, didn't you?
I'd like to say I did, but I didn't. I bought some food, but I bought that today, but haven't eaten anything
no,
today.
Okay, no pie.
I spoke to my son about eating a pie over the phone.
Because you were
today.
Thinking about pie.
I was thinking about, yeah. Well, no, I don't know. I tried, I was going to
say. You were talking about a pie, were you?
Jack said he bought me a pie a couple of days ago, and when I was on the phone to him before, he said, did you eat the pie I bought you? And I said, I did. I ate the whole lot of it. You might have heard me say that to him off air. But when you asked me, I was going to mention car or fucking golf clubs or fucking, I don't know, something football. And I thought, no, pie, because I had that on my brain with my son. And you got pie and recommended. Oh, no, I don't know. That's obviously another... fucking, that's just unbelievable. Don, so... we're going to wind this up now. This is Lucas Kogaki. Kogaki? What
Kogaki.
Is that name?
I'm Greek.
Greek. Is that how you pronounce it?
Kogaki, yeah.
Kogaki. Here's your phone number on here. You just put that on, did you?
No.
Telepathically. I couldn't.
I'd love to take credit for that, but my phone number's on my business card.
Number. I Googled your name, and there's your phone number on your card.
Absolutely.
Mate, you've just done that.
Maybe. I'll take credit for it.
Anyhow, if you want to get hold of Lucas Kogaki,
How do you pronounce the surname? You spell the surname.
Kogaki. Kogaki. I can give you his phone number, but it's not.
No,
I don't think you wanted me to do that, or it doesn't matter. 0412-148-624. I was fascinated by this young boy. At a function, and that's just gobsmacked me. And I know it's gobsmacked you, Don. And if Penn and Teller don't get someone to do some networking, say, mate, would you like to meet this boy? He's a star. And I'm sure there's plenty of stars. I know a number of magicians who do all this stuff. But could anyone become a magician? What's wrong with my fucking... Could anyone become a magician? Could anyone do what you do?
I think anybody can learn magic. I think to have the grit to spend 8, 9, 10 longer years practicing and perfecting it.
Bit like being a good pool player.
Absolutely. I think it's something that is a very niche appeal.
Hang on. So do you do practical things like you were doing with those sleight of hand with the cards? So how long would you do that a day?
When I was 14, when I started learning, up until I'd say 18, I was doing anywhere from 8 to 10 hours a day.
That sleight of hand?
Absolutely, practicing and whatnot.
Don, I'll tell you, when we sign off here, you'll say, that is unbelievable. I know you're going to say it now, but Lucas Kogaki, thank you so much for coming into
You
Cannot
for having
Be
me.
Serious. And all the best with your endeavours.
Thank you very much.